The Huronia Grey Jays and Wasaga played two of the most competitive games this season at Perkins Field last week. The Jays started the series slowly in the first game, only able to produce 3 runs in the first 4 innings. The defense was equally lethargic, giving up 11 runs in 4 innings. But the Jays dug deep and turned things around in the last half as the offense came alive to score 7 in the last 3 innings. They also held Wasaga scoreless in the 5th and 6th, which is unusual for slow pitch. In the end, the rally fell short and the Jays dropped the first game 14-10. Joe Rankin went 4-for-4 and a home run, and Dave Pettibone 3-for-3 to lead the offense. The Jays began the second game strongly, led mainly by the top of the order, and jumped out to a 10-1 lead after 3 innings. It was now Wasaga's turn to turn things around, and they took the lead 16-14 in the top of the 7th and final inning. The home team Jays had to find a way to generate at least 3 runs in the bottom of the inning. After the first hitter was out at first on a close play at first, the Jays bats went to work. Starting with Randy Massicott, the next 4 batters hit solid singles, setting the stage for Tim Sweeting, who hit a hard double to right center to cash in the winning runs and a final score of 17-16. Simcoe Muskoka slow pitch standings as of June 21. Barry Green 7 wins 1 loss, Barry Blue 6 wins 2 losses, Aurelia 5 wins 3 losses, Grey Jays 3 wins 5 losses, Wasaga 2 wins 6 losses, Bracebridge 1 wins 7 losses.